Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
There's an interesting story in the news around here. Congressman Brad Schneider, 12 days ago, lost his dog. Dog got spooked, darted out of the house, and was gone for a week. Somebody found the dog, returned him. Dog's okay. Got me to thinking, where does a dog go when it's lost for a week? And how long can a dog like that survive? You know, one of our domesticated pets. I mean, really, think about it. For a week, sometimes dogs get lost for more. And what's the best strategy to finding and recapturing that dog? I do remember one time I had just a crack in the gate. Daisy, our dizzy, dappled dachshund that we rescued and was easily spooked, was in the backyard with me. And I thought, oh, she's not going to go over there. She went over there. She was out. And now I'm chasing her. I'm sprinting as fast as I can down blocks. I look like a crazy man. And the dog thinks I'm crazy because I'm chasing her. So she's running even faster. It was about a 30, 40-minute chase. One of the neighbors started running with me. We finally cornered the dog and grabbed her. It was terrifying for her, and I don't think it did much for her mental health. It certainly didn't do a lot for mine. Steve Dale, are you there, sir? Good morning.
I believe I am, you know, and I think it's a fear that any of us with companion animals, dogs, or for that matter, cats that are accustomed to being indoors and can probably do better than dogs, in fact, can often do better than dogs outside. But still, oh my gosh, you know, it's something I've had nightmares about. What happens if the dog is lost? So breaks, I understand.
Breaks your heart to think there's your dog, like, you know, last night, damp, cold rain pouring on the dog somewhere, and it's just huddled down somewhere. And it was interesting. Go ahead, Steve.
No, I was going to say, damp, cold rain. Think of January or this past January. It would have been freezing. And, you know, dogs suffer frostbite, and a dog that would perish, be unlucky enough to perish in that cold weather snap that we had and barely remember anymore, right? But it was really bad. A dog could easily die under that circumstance.
That's the voice of Steve Dale, host of Steve Dale's Pet World. You hear that early Sunday mornings, 5:30 a.m. here on WGN, and you hear him in the afternoons talking other topics from 1 to 3 on Sundays. The story I'm looking at says that there's this lady named Jen Friels who helped the Schneiders find their dog, and it says she helps families. She gives assistance to find lost dogs. I didn't know that was something you could do. Hey, Jen, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So that's not an occupation, is it? It's more a preoccupation of yours, helping families find lost pets?
That is indeed correct. It is not an occupation. I do run am a founder of a local animal rescue, and I've found that there are many families who accidentally lose their dogs, and they don't know where to turn and how to recover their dogs. So it's just something over the years I've started to do, and somehow my name has gotten out there from some of the dogs that I have been able to recover.
So what do? You put up flyers, you go on the community websites, stuff like that?
So most importantly, when someone loses a dog, is I always tell families is to never, never, never chase the dog. As much as we are all prone to run to try to get the dog and corner the dog or get the dog to come to us, I actually allow the dog to settle and become comfortable in a neighborhood or in a community, using flyers to have the community notify us that the dog is in their area. And then we usually place, you know, food out to keep the dog eating and safe and feeling comfortable. And once the dog is comfortable enough, we use humane live traps to catch the dogs.
Wow. Well, that's not what we did. I did everything wrong, didn't I?
Well, you got lucky. Perhaps your dog knew to just stop. But many dogs, especially rescue dogs, are fearful. And they just, they're fearful of humans and even their own owners for a period of time. And therefore, you know, they rather run then suffer the consequences in some cases of the fact that the dog got out.
How, Steve or Jen, how far will the dog go then? Like, say, all right, I'm not going to chase it, and hopefully he'll stay in the neighborhood, and maybe he'll find food, and somebody will be able to corral him. But how far will the dog go?
Well, it depends. And I have a question for Jen as well, actually. But it depends. So research is done. I'm going to answer all about cats. Because research has been done on that. And for cats, it turns out they generally do stay in the neighborhood. For dogs, it kind of, it's one of two camps. Oftentimes they do stay in the neighborhood, but oftentimes they're running for a purpose. So they see a squirrel, the squirrel keeps going, and before the dog knows that the dog's a mile away from home and keeps walking maybe in the wrong direction or sees another squirrel and then is off running in the wrong direction. So dogs can end up quite a distance away at times, and I'm curious about what Jen's answer is, and then I do have a question for Jen as well.
All right, let's pick it up there in a second. Jen, what do you know about the distance a cat or dog will go?
I would wholeheartedly agree with Steve there that my experience with cats is cats never really venture too far. My experience with dogs, though, is that they do travel. There are two specific dog cases that I've worked on where the dog traveled between 18 and 22 miles a day.
Holy cow. Wow. Well, does the dog, do you think, Steve, we'll get to your question in a second, but just on that point, does the dog know where you live? Does it know the way home, do you think, Jen?
It depends on how long the dog has been with the family. It seems that more and more often I'm getting newly adopted dogs that are unfamiliar with their surroundings.
Yeah.
That get out, perhaps the dog's with a dog sitter and isn't in their actual neighborhood. Some dogs are unfortunately released in neighborhoods that they're not familiar with, where people are walking their dogs without a leash and they spook in dog parks and other parks. But as Steve said, if the dog has a prey drive and sees a rabbit or a squirrel or, you know, they just kind of are on a wild goose chase. A lot of times these lost dogs seem to find train tracks, which are very quiet in the night, and they can travel through suburbs and towns pretty quickly via the train tracks.
Hmm. What were you thinking about, Steve Dale?
Well, two things. First of all, I learned from all those Benji movies that the dogs do find their way back home. I mean, the movies have got to be right? My question is this. And I'm curious as to what Jen's view on it is. Okay, you've lost your dog, a terrible thing has happened, or maybe you don't know how the dog is gone, and maybe the dog is stolen, you know? So do you put up a reward? And if so, do you make the reward as high as you can afford, or is it like, you know, $100? Jen, what do you think?
Well, let's pick that up here in just a minute. I'm kind of curious about her answer, because clearly we had the story of a kidnapped dog and a huge reward for the pet. We remember that story from a couple of weeks ago. We'll pick it up here in a minute. This is WGN. We're talking about when your cat or dog goes missing, and the story is sort of predicated on what happened to U.S. Representative Brad Schneider. 12 days ago, their dog Jojo, a Labrador retriever, got spooked, took off. She's back safely at home, but was gone for a week. Somebody found her in the woods, around Bannockburn? And so the dog's been returned. I was just thinking, what happens to a dog when they're out there? How far do they go? How do they survive? And what should you do? And the story that we read mentioned Jen Friels, who helps family find lost dogs. She's part of an animal rescue organization. And among the advice we've heard from her and our pet expert, Steve Dale, from Steve Dale's Pet World, heard Sunday mornings at 5:30, is number one, don't chase the dog. I chase my dog. The dog will probably stay in the neighborhood if you don't chase it. Some dogs do travel. Cats tend to go closer to home. Dogs tend to go further. Maybe put out some food, and then humane traps will capture the dog if a neighbor doesn't. Interesting. And Steve Dale was asking about rewards as well. What do you think about that? How much should the reward be? Does that incentivize people? What do you think about that, Kelly?
I have never been a fan of advertising for rewards. I feel that if those are out in the neighborhood doing, you know, their daily activities and happen to see the dog, I think that everybody should strive to do right and would see the signs and contact the owner.
So, yeah, lost pet, yeah.
To go, yeah, I feel that sometimes offering a reward brings bad incentives.
What do you mean by that?
Necessarily, I mean that you have people that will call you and who might not have the best intentions and tell you that they have the dog to meet them someplace for the reward.
Yeah, yeah.
It just kind of brings a bad situation around, I've found, with offering rewards. So I just kind of open the faith in humanity, you know, that, you know, people will see the dog and call. In a case where a dog is stolen, that's a little bit different than a lost dog.
That's Jen Friels. Steve Dale, do you kind of think along those lines as well?
I you know, I'm torn about that. I understand what Jen is saying. However, you know, if my dog is lost, you know, I'm happy to put up whatever money I could afford. Or if my cat were to get out, same thing, because they're family members. So while I understand the bigger picture about encouraging dog theft, et cetera, which, by the way, is up. I mean, that's increasingly, not necessarily in Chicago, but overall, is becoming a huge issue, as Lady Gaga found out. You know, I'm a big fan of microchipping. And also, if you move, change addresses, even change email addresses, to be sure to update that information with the microchip provider. Include the community in any search using posters, as Jen talked about. Using social media, now there is Lost Dog Illinois, and they really do help. There's a Lost Dog fill in the blank for whatever county you happen to be in, and that really can help, in my opinion. And to the best of your ability, don't lose the dog in the first place, which is a stupid thing to say, but it's not, because sometimes the gate is left open or that dog is unsupervised for hours in a backyard. And in my view, adult supervision is really important, and potentially you could be asking for problems.
That's interesting. What does a dog eat? Because I don't think they forage like a cat does. They're not going to kill a bird. How long can a dog survive out there in the wild, Steve?
You know, that's one of those that it depends. What they do is they eat roadkill if they could find it. Dogs are not, you're right. They're not, we now know that they're not very good at hunting for squirrels. They don't catch them, or rabbits, but what they do catch is trash. So they find places where there is leftover pizza tossed away behind a restaurant. If you're looking for a lost dog, by the way, if there's restaurants in your community, those are the alleyways to check out. If you live in a more rural area, railroad tracks, as mentioned, a great choice, especially if there's trash, likely around those railroad tracks, because that's what the dogs, they're scavengers, really. They're not hunters when they get out.
Well, Jen also said, though, that so don't chase the dog. That just makes it run even further and faster. But and then put some food out in the area and the dog will come around. But won't the raccoons or somebody else's dog or cat get the food? I can't imagine food in the neighborhood is actually going to work. How does that happen, Jen?
Usually it's not necessarily that we place the food in the open. It might be hidden in a tree line area or near a park off in the tree line area. And we do use cameras, live stream cameras and trail cameras that we monitor to see who is actually eating the food. 9 times out of 10, we do have other animals that visit, sometimes even other lost dogs that visit when we have feeding stations up. But we just keep replenishing them, given that the dog will indeed come back and there will be a food source for the dog.
Incidentally, we do have a call about this, and that's Kim on line one. Hey, Kim, you're on WGN. What happened to your brother's dog?
Can you hear me okay? I'm driving.
You sound
great. My brother lived in Wrigleyville and had his dog in his backyard, which had a gate. I don't know if it was locked. I know it was not open. And he went back to get his dog. The dog wasn't sunning himself, and the dog was gone. And the dog had never left before, so he was concerned. And about five, and so he's looking all over for his dog. About 5 or 6 days later, a man calls and says, "Hey, I think I got your dog." And what had happened was some man on the street was selling his dog. Said, "Hey, you want to buy a dog?" And the guy could tell that this dog probably did not be owned by this man who was trying to sell him. So he said, "Yeah, I'll buy it. It's about $50, and then called my brother and said, hey, I just think I bought your dog, and sure enough, he did.
And he bought it for the purpose of returning it? He figured it was a stolen dog.
Yes,
but,
absolutely. He was being a good Samaritan.
That is crazy, but that is exactly the same. I'm like, nobody's at a street corner with a dog under his trench coat going, hey, you want to buy a dog? Steve, that's exactly what happened to you one time, right?
You do have an amazing memory, yes. A few months ago, I was on the radio talking about that with you, and it is exactly what happened with me.
You were downtown, like in the Gold Coast, and somebody comes up to you and goes, hey, you want to buy this dog? Are you kidding me? That's bizarre. And so what are you going to do, call the police? I guess you could. But by that time, the guy's gone, and who knows, you know, what harm you're putting yourself in when you confront that person. So it's just a very strange scene. Wow. Well, I'm glad they were reunited, Kim.
Yeah, he was too, obviously. He was distraught there for 5 or 6 days thinking, oh my goodness, my dog's walking around Wrigleyville somewhere.
I'll be darned. Wow. Thanks for the phone call, Kim. You stay well.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Mary, Ellen, you're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for letting me talk. A while ago, I had lost a dog, and I got the phone call. Someone spotted him or her, and it was an open field. So I drove my car onto the field, and I thought the dog would come bounding across, you know, to me, not happening. So she was circling the edge, and I opened the car door, and I got down on the ground and put my head down. I don't know, it was just instinct that to be subservient to the dog, and then she came over, hopped in the car like nothing happened, and went home. It was just, instead of chasing, that's an alternative if you do spot your dog.
Wow, very interesting. Steve, why don't you start? But we'll let Jen comment on that, too. What do you think about that strategy?
I think that was perfect.
Yeah.
How
about, Jen, what's your thought about what happened there?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Sometimes the dog will see its owner or a person in distress and actually do circle back.
Yeah, wow. I think we've all seen the scene, and so maybe we've starred in it, where there's some happy Labrador running down the street, and the mom and the dad are in the car, and the kids are all running around going, you know, Buster, Buster, and then Buster sees you, and he's like, hey, guess what? And then he runs in the other direction, and it looks like the dog is just having a ball. And in that scene, it sounds like you guys are saying, don't chase Buster. Buster will come home, right? Is that where we're going to end this conversation, Jen?
I definitely agree. Do not chase Buster. He'll just continue the game of chase me. I think if you don't sit on the ground and see if the dog will come to you, you know, it would be the best bet. Chasing the dog only will further push the dog to run and could cause harm if the dog were to run into the street.
Hey, Steve, if it's my dog, how about I get a steak? And chase him with the steak. You're laughing.
Well, that's actually it's not a bad idea. And I'll tell you the best thing we can all teach our dogs, one lesson among many others, including microchipping from this conversation.
Yes.
Teach your dog to come when called.
Yeah. Really interesting. Well, listen, we'll hear Steve Dale Sunday morning at 5:30, Sunday afternoon at 1. And Jen Friels is the founder of Bow Wow Revolution. And she's one of the people that helped rescue Representative Schneider's dog, Jojo.